For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
The messages are pouring in right now. All of your hot takes and unpopular opinions for There I Said It. You can text us too at 585-252-9800. If you need to clear
the air.
Are you okay?
My belly hurts. There I Said It.
Oh, Breezy's not feeling good today. Mm. She's run to the bathroom four times.
Every break.
I've counted.
I gotta go. Four. No, it's been like six. So, it's not good.
Yes, I miscounted.
Yeah. Moose needs to go back to kindergarten. There, I said it.
And I need to stay in the bathroom. Anyways.
Well, if you need to, you can call us from the stall. We'll have you on the air that way.
Totally. There's always a way around.
There is always a way around.
This person, Courtney's here. Courtney is pissed. I'm tired of hitting potholes and destroying my car every time I leave the house. There I said it.
Who's in charge of paying for this damage? The city says, yeah, you can make a report and send it in, but that could take 6 months. We know how that goes.
Yeah.
And you have to prove that the pothole is what caused the damage to your vehicle.
How do I prove it?
It's a process. They want to make it as difficult.
You need a dash cam.
Yeah, but you also need one outside your car to show, hey, it didn't exist before, and now I hit this pothole, and now your fender fell off.
There were some really bad potholes in Greece, and people were pouring water in them and using them as a hot tub. Yeah.
Right.
Let's go over to Carrie. Strong handshakes are a sign of weakness. There I said it. If you're a man trying to crush a woman's hand, then you're beyond insecure.
I feel like there's a limit to squeezing. Like, you don't want to, like, break the other person's hand, but you also don't want to have a limp hand.
I've had a couple close calls of my phalanges being snapped, so that's all right.
Welcome to the team, Darlene.
Oh my God. She's in a sling the next day.
Let's go over to Bill. Why does my wife feel the need to clean the house every single day? I like a clean home, but her OCD is getting the best of her. Cleaning the house one day a month is all you need. There I said it. One day a month, I could never.
Yeah, no.
One day a month, Bill? You're lucky you have a wife that likes to clean.
Yeah.
What's the problem here? I don't see the problem.
You live in a pigsty.
I don't see the problem at all. I think mine for today is, I was trying to find something the other night to watch, and I was just getting pissed because I'm so tired of these medical TV dramas they keep making. These are the laziest form of content. These drama TV shows. There, I said it. Like, stop remaking Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
That thing had, what, 37 seasons? We've
something
seen it.
Like that.
What's the one that everyone's watching now?
Rescue 911?
No. On Max. Maybe Apple TV. Somebody help. Come on, guys.
It's a medical show?
Yes. It's called...
General Hospital?
No, it's brand new. Can someone help me?
What do you want from us? I don't know what it's called.
Joe, make yourself useful. My girlfriend watches it.
The Pit?
The Pit.
The Pit?
What I'm talking about.
What is The Pit?
I don't know. It's spelled Pit, P-I-T-T.
Oh.
It's basically like the show that's like Grey's Anatomy, and they just have a full 24-hour circuit running of everything that's coming in the ER. It's gory, it's bloody, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this show time and time again.
Yeah, how many different ways can someone
lose their arm? Yeah, fully.
Joe, what's your hot take this morning?
On 3 or more lane highways, semis should not be allowed in the left lane.
Period.
I got stuck in traffic in Buffalo because everyone kept passing this semi on the right because he's in the left lane.
Why is he in the left lane?
I don't know. And he's not like he was stuck behind somebody.
Oh, that's wrong. He can't do that.
Yeah, no. If you're in the left lane, it's called the passing lane for a reason.
He's so pissed.
Yeah, I don't like it when people drive slow. Yeah.
Kind of similar to what you're talking about, but I don't know if I agree with Gianna here. She says, what gives UPS or FedEx the right to park their big-ass truck in the middle of the road? Parallel park or find a parking spot like everyone else. There, I said it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No way. They don't have time for that.
If that's the case, you're never getting your package.
So true.
Choose and pick your battles. You know what I mean?
Pull off to the side. Don't park in the middle of the lane.
There's no, I mean, when you're on a tight quarter, you know what I mean? What can you do?
I agree. Sometimes you got to park in the middle of the road. I used to be a delivery driver.
Or in the turning lane. The turning lane's also fine.
Like, driving for DoorDash was no joke. I just park in the street.
The Kia boys
put the flashers on. So I'm in a really good mood this morning because my credit score went up 50 points, and I shared the news with Breezy, and now she's pissed. It's like, what did you say this morning?
Breezy is your biggest.
Oh, yeah. Breezy's your biggest hater and your biggest supporter wrapped up into one.
I know. It's hard to do, but I got to do it.
Why are you upset, though?
Because you're like, don't be mad at me for doing well. Like, you're not doing well.
Because improving your credit score by 50 points is not doing well. Right. You heard it first here on 98PXY.
No, because you're like, I paid it off. And it's like, oh, really? Because when I paid off my car, it plummeted like 75 points.
I didn't pay off my car. I paid off a credit card.
Whatever.
One credit card. Singular.
That's it.
No, it's stupid. Should we get a check?
Let's do a Breezy credit score update, shall we? Let's get right into it. We do this once a month. Breezy logs into Credit Karma.
It pisses me off, so...
Let's see where you're at this morning. Last time you checked, you were at 640.
You know, I'm feeling all right today, and now I'm going to start hating myself, so let's do it. All right, well, last time we checked, I was at 679 back on March 2nd.
And today you are... Hold on 1 second, Breeze. Today you are at...
Not it. Plummeting 17 points down to 662. But wait, there's more.
Okay, keep going.
My Equifax
is
780 out of 850.
Unfortunately, most people don't look at the Equifax one.
So. Okay, well, it's literally gone up like 100 points since January, so that's something to be proud of. Mine for today is this. Credit cards are an absolute scam. There, I said it. I have a friend who... has been trying to educate me for many, many months. And she's very frustrated with me.
Okay.
Because I text her at least twice every month saying, credit cards are a scam. I hate it here.
Yeah.
I'm cutting mine up. And she's like, what is your problem? You're spending the money anyways. And I'm like, I don't like getting my paycheck and then having to put my entire paycheck to the credit.
You need to understand.
Stupid. I hate it here.
You've only started to develop your credit in the last year. Okay. It's not like you have a ton of credit history. Just give it a second. You know, like I used to be in debt up to my neck for years. Then I had to swim out of it. Pay your dues.
Would never be me.
Let's go over to Dave. Let's get to one more here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. What's up with you guys? I had the worst burger of my life on Saturday. And I just wanted to ask if all restaurants in Rochester or anywhere in the country can please stop placing arugula on a slab of meat. It belongs nowhere near a burger. There, I said it. I'm going to have to agree with this guy on that.
But what about the beautiful chicken cutlets?
Now that, take a little bit of green on that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.